If you want to change the world, start off by making your bed.
Discipline. There's nothing cute or easy or funny about discipline, especially when it comes to the subject of self-control.
If you make your bed every morning, you will have accomplished the first task of the day. It will give you a small sense of pride, and it will encourage you to do another task, and another, and another. And by the end of the day, that one task completed will have turned into many tasks completed.
Clean up your room. That's a good start. Organize your local landscape. Schedule your time. Start taking control of yourself.
Stop looking for the quantum leap and start looking for the daily discipline, because that's where the breakthrough lives.
When you make your bed, you already have something done for the day. You've already accomplished something. And even though it's small, just accomplishing one little thing can propel you to do the next thing, and the next thing, and the next thing.
But if you only plan your pleasure and you don't ever plan on having any pain, if you spend all your life trying to avoid everything that's uncomfortable, I can just tell you right now, you're going to have one wretchedly miserable life. You're going to be old, and all you're going to have is regrets.
Ask yourself, am I practicing self-discipline in my life? Am I doing the things that I should do because I need to do them, or am I kind of waiting to feel the moment?
The things that you do and that you don't do are far more important than you think.
We can do something extraordinary with our lives. And you need to discipline yourself every day.
Greatness will cost you something, not somebody else. It'll cost you something. It's going to cost you some time. It's going to cost you some energy. It's going to cost you some sacrifice. It's going to cost you some resources. It's going to cost you some hours of your life laying down, paying the price, going the extra mile, doing what other people are not willing to do. Greatness is not cheap. Greatness always costs more. That's why there's not many people who achieve greatness. They're not willing to pay the price.
See, a lot of people want, but then they don't use the discipline that they should.
Decide today that you're going to discipline yourself. When you have the discipline to do the things that you really don't want to do, you then earn the right to have the things that you really want to have.
Self-discipline and being able to perform and being able to keep your life on schedule and being able to keep commitments and promises and meet deadlines is essential to success.
Making your bed will also reinforce the fact that the little things in life matter. If you can't do the little things right, you'll never be able to do the big things right. And if by chance you have a miserable day, you will come home to a bed that is made. That you made. And a made bed gives you encouragement that tomorrow will be better.
You just need to make a choice that you're going to stop being bitter, a choice that you're going to stop looking back, a choice that you are not going to waste one more day of your life feeling sorry for yourself.
And I know you may have issues, but you're doing better than you think you are. Somebody needs to know today you're going to make it. Somebody needs to know today you're doing all right. You may not be what you ought to be, but you're not what you used to be, and you're going to get there. Don't you give up, don't you quit, and don't you keep putting yourself down. You're doing better than you think you are.
That is not how your story ends. Look again. There's another chapter. There's a new beginning.
You know, just keep growing. Be disciplined. Be committed. Have heart. Be consistent.
If you get up and you just have no discipline whatsoever, you get no value of anything. Your diets don't work when you don't do them. Exercise doesn't work when you don't do them.
Like, what is the fire that stirs you that you wake up saying, I will do this even when I don't feel like it? I will do whatever it takes to overcome my temptation for mediocrity, my temptation for excuses, my temptation for reasons and circumstances to hold me back. I won't allow those to be in my way. And if you have that within you, you'll achieve whatever you choose.
Nothing will be different until I think differently. Nothing will be different until we think differently.